The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the Fox who rocks Hollywood, coming at you tonight with a brand new edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Tonight we have some brand new music from Brian Lopez. He's going to join us a little later on with an interview before he goes on his six-week tour of Europe. But here he is with his brand new CD, Ultra. This is Montjoyce.
Now I'm
tonight, my guest on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is Brian Lopez. He's a terrific guitar player, songwriter, singer, and he has just released his first full-length album, Ultra. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Your new CD, Ultra, is immediately captivating. You've got a lot of traditional sounds that you're doing, even folk music elements, but you also blend it with some unexpected instrumentation and atmospherics. Tell us about your inspiration for this.
Well, I guess after playing in a rock band where you have like your standard electric guitar, electric bass, and loud drums, I started moonlighting with a mambo orchestra. And within that orchestra, there's so many types of various instrumentation. And for my solo project, I decided that it'd be fun to try out some different things, and I incorporated a lot of strings, and I became friends with some string players in Tucson, where I'm from, and began that way. And then from there, I started adding stuff that I guess is typical to the Southwest, like Spanish guitars. I have a lot of lap steel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it gives it its own Southwest kind of flavor without being too generically Southwest.
Absolutely. You have some very, polyethnic things going on. One of the tunes you do, Under Watchful Eyes, you have a kind of an oscillating underpinning, which is like a folk song. I hear something kind of gypsy going on there. And You also have something, it's almost like squeaking rubber balloons or something. You've got some really different kinds of sounds, like electronically altered.
No, everything was recorded the way it was.
Really? How'd you get the squeaky noise?
I'm trying to figure out what the squeaky noise is. Are you sure that's not just an accordion?
It might be.
There's a guitar solo in the middle that has, I use like a Fuzz Factory, which is a crazy weird guitar pedal.
I'll bet it's that.
Yeah, but that's all analog. I mean, that was recorded the way it was.
Wow. Wow, that's
amazing.
Yeah,
that was the goal with the album, though. I didn't want to use any tricks or I didn't want to use any auto-tune on the voice. I didn't want to produce it too much. I wanted it to be mostly analog. Mm-hmm. Like even the church bells that you would hear on the album are all real church bells and real strings. Real players were recorded. It wasn't like no synthesizers, you know, nothing like that. No MIDI sequencing. It was all just us in the studio working.
Wow. Well, you have some sound effects, though. You do have some atmospherics going on. You've got some birds.
Oh, those are real birds.
Okay.
it is a sample of real seagulls.
Okay. The outcome is just tremendous.
There's so much you can do on real instruments. A lot of modern artists forget that, and they go for the cheap trick just using samples or whatnot. But, man, you can do so much with real instruments.
And it always sounds better. It's always a warmer sound.
It's authentic.
Yeah. Well, and you have a tremendous background for music, too. I understand you did a degree in classical guitar.
Yeah, well, I ended up getting a degree in music business, but I was doing classical guitar, performance guitar, for the first 3 years. And I went through music school on a guitar scholarship, so even though I changed from classical guitar to music business, I still had to keep up on my guitar studies.
Wow.
So, yeah, basically, long story short, yeah. I was really good at classical guitar for a while there.
Well, and you make good use of it. I love what you do with the lap steel.
Unfortunately, that's not even me. That's just a friend of mine.
Oh.
I have a protege in Tucson. His name is Connor Gallagher. He was a 20-year-old kid, just ridiculously good at anything guitar, including lap steel.
Wow. Some of the themes, some of the titles you have are also kind of brainiac stuff. Maslow's Hierarchy.
Yeah.
Leda Atomica.
Yeah.
You know, it's not every album you pick up that makes a reference to Maslow.
Yeah, do you know about Abraham Maslow and his hierarchy of physiological needs?
Absolutely.
Okay, some people have come up to me and, like, wonder what that's all about because they actually have studied that in school.
Right.
And But most people don't, I guess, is my point.
Right.
So it's like an inside joke between you and I.
You and I, and morphine somehow seems really appropriate for it. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, in some people's hierarchy of physiological needs, maybe morphine's in the lower tier or something.
Or it might be the apex.
Yeah, it might be the apex. You never know.
Yeah, everything's settled. Right. Where's the morphine? I'm good.
Right. Exactly.
you do some stuff vocally that's really interesting, too. Is that you at the beginning of Lady Atomica with the spoken word in Spanish?
No. The spoken word stuff is a friend of mine who lives in Tucson named Salvador Duran. He's an artist, musician, and visual art. And he's just kind of an amazing, charismatic character within the community of Tucson. And he did a couple of things for me on the album. He sang a verse in El Pájaro y el Ciervo.
Yes.
He also did the poetry for the beginning and end of Leda Atomica.
Fantastic stuff.
But yeah, he's got a nice, deep voice, a beautiful singing voice as well.
And you also have worked with other artists. You had a band, you led a band called Mostly Bears. And you've toured with Marianne Desard?
Yeah, Marianne.
Now you're doing your first full-length album on your own. What's it like working with other artists versus going out solo?
Well, doing Mostly Bears so long and kind of spearheading that band and doing the rock and roll thing really helps you cut your teeth, you know, as far as just learning the ropes and getting your ass kicked on a daily basis. And then when you get tired of that, we can, you know, go out. And I played with Marianne Desard, who's a French chanteuse, did something completely different there and got back into playing guitar primarily. And then, you know, I went with Sergio Mendoza y La Orquesta, which is a 14-piece mambo orchestra, and did that. And I now play in a kind of an alternative country band that's been around for 30 years and pretty famous in Europe especially, called Giant Sand. With Hal Gelb. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but a lot of people are.
Yeah.
And, I mean, these are all things that I'm interested in, and strictly because they're so different from one another. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've always been drawn to, just being completely in the dark on a new type of music and just really investigating in that specific type of music for a year's time. And then you come out of that with your own version of that type of music. So with the solo album, I had done all these things going up to it and incorporated all of these different flavors, I guess you could say, that I had tasted in the previous 2 years. So yeah, why it's such an eclectic album, I feel, is because the 2 years prior to it was me just dabbling in so many different types of music.
Well, the result is tremendous. I love the new CD, Ultra. And where can our listeners get that?
Well, it'll be on iTunes and probably at your local indie record store. Or you can order it online, brianlopezmusic.com. I have a store. You can go on there, brianlopezmusic.com.
Okay, and you're touring as well.
Yeah, I'm. Right now I'm in California doing a couple of quick dates, and then I go to Europe for like 7 weeks.
Wow.
And I'm doing a really long, extensive tour, really good shows, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Denmark, France, Luxembourg, what else? England. I think I got it all.
I wish you every success. I know you're going to have a great career.
Oh, I hope you're right. Thank you.
Brian Lopez, I want to thank you for being a guest here on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me, Carolyn.
We're going to play out then with that tune, Under Watchful Eyes.
It's you. should have known that we would soon fall.
After the break for brand new music from Alicia Zalkin. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. An oil change for just $19.95? That's the Saturday special at Steve's T&G Motors. You get a lube, complete oil change, and filter, all for just $19.95, including tire rotation and a 22-point inspection. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. This is Carolyn Fox, and you can see me at my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's the title track from Alicia Zalkin's brand new EP, March to a Different Beat.
You were born to this world in Los Angeles, September, babe, in your mother's arms. She made that trip, never knowing she'd have you. But something deep inside her changed her mind. And wheels, they turn in ways we cannot see. And the soul only knows who it can be. To
You can follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. From the provocatively titled S&M CD, this is Spottiswood and McMahon with How I Miss My Baby.
How I miss my baby so. We said goodbye 2 weeks ago. I really thought I could be strong. I was wrong, I was wrong. And the girls don't look so pretty. And the world don't seem so busy anymore.
No bad guys, I mean me now.
Don't lose that girl. She's young and she's pretty.
Muito mais do que você merece.
More than you deserve.
Não perca essa menina.
Don't lose that girl. Don't lose that girl. Don't lose that girl. 2 weeks ago, I hated her. Not even just the name of her. Makes me sink right through the floor. I love her more than I did before. And the girls don't look so pretty. And the world don't seem so busy anymore.
Não perca essa menina.
Don't lose that girl.
Ela é jovem e bonita.
She's young and she's pretty.
Muito mais do que você merece.
Much more than you deserve.
Não perca essa menina.
Don't lose that girl. 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 Don't lose that girl.
Dick Wagner, who co-wrote this next track with Alice Cooper, has just written a memoir called Not Only Women Bleed. We're hoping he's going to come on the show and talk about that in the next couple of weeks. Dick also produced this version of that tune. Here's Wednesday with Only Women Bleed.
Man's got his woman to take his seed. He's got the power. She's got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up her man. She feeds him dinner or anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. He smokes and drinks and come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. you once in a while, and you live in love and pain. She cries alone at night, too often. He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all.
Follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. After the break, we'll hear new music from Dan Kibler. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. Would you like a complete oil change, including lube, oil change, and filter, all for just $19.95? Steve's T&G Motors has it with their Saturday special, which also includes a tire rotation and a 22-point inspection. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. This is Carolyn Fox, and if you'd like to see some of what happens in the studio, go to youtube.com/ Carolyn Fox's Hollywood. From his new self-titled CD, this is Dan Kibler with The Misunderstood. Hollywood Spotlight, we're going to be hosting a special Bad Behavior edition. That's right, we're going to play some very good songs about some very bad behavior. And we'd like to play your favorite. Just shoot me a comment on my blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Amelia K. Spicer knows what it is to get into trouble. Here she is from her Seamless CD.
I got trouble right here in my pocket, baby. I got trouble right here in my hand, oh no. And it's burning a hole straight to China, baby. I got too little time and too many men. Little boy blue was sitting on the fence, said I don't know where all the girls went. They took all the king's horses and all the king's men. They said they'd be back, but they didn't say when. I got trouble, I got trouble, trouble right here in my pocket now, baby. King off the road with a big coat of arms, but nothing else covered as medieval charms. He knew how to please his love on his knees. She thanked him real nice and then bought him the farm. I'll chill, I'll chill. Trouble right here in my pocket now, baby. I got flowers waiting. I got strawberry wine. You can hear hearts breaking, but you know they won't be mine. I got trouble. Baby, I got trouble right in my hand, oh no. And it's burning whole straight up. I got too little time and too many men. I said no, 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 baby. strawberry wine. You can hear hearts breaking, but you know that won't be mine. I got trouble right here in my pocket, baby. I got trouble right here in my hand. Oh no, it's burning a hole straight to China, baby. I got too little time and too many men. I got too little time and too many men. I got too little time and too many men.
This is Carolyn Fox, inviting you to follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Who doesn't like to engage in a little fantasy from time to time? Here's Suzanne and the Blues Church with Poor Man's Dream. After the break, we'll have new music from Lisa Haley and the Zyta Cats.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
From her newly released Joyride CD, Lisa Haley of Lisa Haley and the Zyta Cats asks the musical question, who's your crawdaddy?
Everybody dance now. Dance and show off. You got your alligator mama praying for a crawfish pup. Well, your mama got eyes in the back of her head. Yes, she don't know. We know how to make the old ladies mad. Tell me what I wanna know. Who's your crawdaddy? Tell me what I wanna know. Who's your crawdaddy? Well, I don't care if your mama is watching. Tell me who's your crawdaddy. Who's your crawdaddy?
Tell me who's your crawdaddy.
Nobody.
This is Carolyn Fox, inviting you to follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. It might be a little bit of a challenge since this is an election year, but Bill Sheffield has love for his fellow man. This is I Don't Hate Nobody.
I don't hate nobody. It's a waste of my time. I don't hate nobody but your friend of mine. God made us all alike, each one a different kind. So I don't hate nobody. It's a waste of my time. I don't hate nobody as of right now today. I used to hate everybody, but I've changed my ways. Why stand in judgment of the people passing by? I don't hate nobody. It's a waste of my time. I don't hate the black man. He's had a hard way to go. And I don't hate the red man. We stole his land, you know. And I don't hate the white man when he pisses, moans, and whines. I don't hate nobody. It's a waste of my time. I don't hate the homeless. I once shared their pain. And there's nothing sadder than a beggar in the rain. And I don't hate the wealthy. Their lot's really the same as mine. I don't hate nobody, it's a waste of my time. I don't hate Palestinians, and I don't hate the Jews. And I don't hate the anchor man when he brings me the bad news. I only pray that someday in peace he will reside. But I don't hate nobody, it's a waste of my time. I don't hate the Christians, but I find them insincere. They want us all in heaven, unless of course you're queer. And I know they could only see they would not be so blind. But I don't hate nobody, it's a waste of my time. No, I don't hate nobody, no matter what they do. And if you hate my little song, you know I don't hate you. Cause I know sweet forgiveness always comes back in kind. So I don't hate nobody, it's a waste of my time. Oh, it's just a waste of my time. I try to keep my soul in line.
The latest Amnesty International project was Chimes of Freedom, all songs by Bob Dylan, covered by different artists. This is Maroon 5 from that CD with I Shall Be Released.
They say everything can be replaced. Every distance is not near. So I remember every face. Every thank you.
so loud, yeah, crying out that he was playing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see my light come shining from the west up to the east. Yeah, yeah.
Marie and the Cool Hand Lutes know that at the end of an affair, it's not always easy to get rid of the reminders. Here's a tune that Mandy co-wrote with the author Chris Fouts, This Old Tattoo.
Well, your name on a red heart, waving a banner of white, with an angel on the left, a hand of rose on the right. When I reach for my whiskey, well, it is always in sight. Tell me, what can I do with this old tattoo? Well, you're gone and I'm lonesome, and that is just a fact. And you're gone and I'm certain you ain't a coming back. So I got rid of our bed and I sold her old car. I moved down to a new town and I found a new bar. But your name on a red heart, well, in a banner of white, with an angel on the left and a rose on the right. When I reach for my whiskey, well, it is always in sight. Tell me, what can I do with this old tattoo? Melt it down like a used wedding band, or saw it up and burn it in a steel trash can. And I can sell it or trade it or give it away. So I guess it'll be here until my dying days. But your name on a red heart, well, in a banner of white, with an angel on the left and a rose on the right. When I reach for my whiskey, well, it is always in sight. Tell me, what can I do with this old tattoo? Tell me, what can I do?
This is Carolyn Fox inviting you to join us next week on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We're going to be hosting a special bad behavior show. So we'll have tunes about all kinds of bad behavior, whether it's cheating, smoking, drinking, bank robbery. We're going to have a little bit of everything. We'd like to include your favorite bad behavior song. Go to my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com and send me a comment. We're playing out tonight with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. This is The Suits Are Picking Up the Bill.